Salem High School baseball coach Gavin Softick is with us after their 4-2 win on Sunday at home against Athol, their final game of the season. And Gavin, congratulations on the win today. Tell us about the win today in Salem.
We got our senior day, so it was great for the seniors to come out, showcase their skills in their last home game. Samuel Arias-Ramirez, pitched a great game, 5 innings. Matt Ryan cleaned it up for us, and it was an overall great team effort against a really good pitcher in Bryce Melanson, who I believe is fourth in the state in strikeouts. So it's just a great team win today.
How did you score your runs? You don't have to give me everything on how you score, but basically what were a couple of the big hits or plays in the game?
We hit the ball down and hard, make them make plays, be able to get some infield singles, and then really just took advantage on the bases, had a couple of stolen bases, and then actually they made some errors that helped us out. And we got a couple of clutch hits from Luano Rosario, Nelmy Cruz, Wesley Scheibe. So that's how we put it together today.
Well, that was your 12th win of the season against just 9 losses. So it's a fantastic year for you, and you're headed to the tournament. And what are you looking at in the tournament at this point? You have any idea?
No, we're just quite ready to work. We're just excited to be in. Whatever happens, we're ready for. But, there's some great teams in North Andover, Masco, Beverly, Wakefield, Reading. So, we're going to have our hands full when we get in there, but we'll be ready to compete and see what we got.
Yeah, that's obviously a tough division. Gavin, what was there a game this year that kind of sent a message that Salem baseball was kind of back or not? I mean, or was it a series of games where things began to happen?
It was a series of things. The kids bought in. We started competing, but if we had a signature win, it would be the Beverly game. Our rival. The kids had not had any success against them the last few years. And we had some great wins against good opponents, Classical and Swampscott. But, beating your rival, who, was, I believe, ranked 14th at the time, was just really a statement that, we aren't just a fluke. These kids work hard, and they deserve that, to be taken seriously. And, it was just a big win over, a great team, a well-coached team.
And Gavin, obviously it's a team effort, and I know the NEC All-Stars came out. Salem was represented on the All-Star team, but the coach of the year went to Gavin Softick from Salem High, and that's a tremendous honor for you, Gavin, in your first year as a head coach in the league, and with some really great things happening in the league today, this year rather, for some coaches, and maybe some thoughts on winning that honor.
Yeah, I was just completely shocked. You talked about this, and the great coaches in the NEC. Roger Day with the milestone victories, and as well as Tara Suick, Wilbur Kalisman, great seasons. And then, everything that any individual accomplishment is just the work of, what our team has done, how they worked hard, and, bought into what I was trying to bring to the program. It's just, really a blessing that I got that recognition, especially from that group of coaches. It's truly honoring.
Absolutely. Hey, who else is coaching with you, Gavin? Last question from me to you here.
Jimmy Guy is my assistant coach. And then Ian Parkinson helps out with the pitchers. Jesse Maya, JV coach, and Brian Barrett, freshman coach.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Coach Gavin Softick, thanks for joining us. Congratulations to you guys on the win today and, of course, the wins this season that propel you guys into the tournament. And thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Gavin Softick, baseball coach at Salem High School. They beat Athol on Sunday 4-2.